something to believe in, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, this is Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts, and say it is good to be able to come to your home on this cold Sunday morning. We've had some cold weather, but God can warm up our spirit and warm up our heart this morning. So I trust today that I have the right words, the right message, and the right songs, and something that I can encourage you with on this beautiful Sunday morning. Well, let's get right into our broadcast, and let's do this song right here. And this one is my prayer. Lord, I come today, I want to thank you. Not for the things I've ever mentioned, maybe before. Not for the blessings that you've already given, but for all the joy that you promised that is in store. So as I bow before you, give me the words to express my deepest thanks. Not for what you've given, Lord, but for the things you took away. You took my guilt, my shame, all my sinful things. You claimed them as your own. You opened wide your hands as a guilty man, as you wore my crown of thorns. You took the death I had earned, and all I deserve to be. Lord, thank you for what you've given. But most of all, thank you for what you took away. Father, please forgive me for all the times I failed to mention this before. I've been so concerned with treasures, I went so far as to even ask for more. But you've shown me, Lord, what's precious, and not the things that you've given today. Oh, the worth to me is nothing compared to the things you took away. You took my guilt. You took my shame. You took all the sinful things, and you claimed them as your own. You opened wide your hands as a guilty man, and there you wore my crown of thorns. You took the death that I'd earned. You took all that I deserved to Calvary. Lord, thanks for what you've given, but most of all for what you took away. Yes, you took my guilt. You took my shame. You took all the things that I deserved, and you hung on Calvary. Lord, thanks for what you've given, but most of all, thanks for what you took away. Yes, sir, a lot of times we always thank God for what he did, but we never thank him for what he took away. Well, let me read this to you. I must learn to be thankful, or we become bitter. We must learn to be thankful or we will become discouraged. We must learn to be thankful or we will grow ignorant and self-satisfied. Now that's a great statement, but it's good for all of us. And we got to grow in grace as we die in sin. Well, let's go right now and listen to this beautiful song. Hope you enjoy this one also.
The mountain starts in a valley. Sometimes they are so hard to find. There are trials and troubles all over, but my Lord will be on my side. And when I reach
Climb. We'll be thankful one day that we went through these trials and tribulations. Jesus said, in this life only you have hope, then you're most men miserable. Paul said that, I'm sorry. But anyhow, that's true. We can have our pain, our suffering here, but we go through tribulations and trials, and these things happen in our life. But we just, we've got to pray up and stay up and just continue to walk this lonesome valley. And we got to walk it all by ourselves sometime, but we've got many friends out there in radio land today that's praying for us and lifting up our hands. We're so thankful for that. So let's go right now and listen to this song. This one says, I'm Free. I used to do this with Betty Lawson. You pray for Betty and Jack and the Peyton family, Benny and all of them. And I'm praying for you. You pray for Martha and Doris and Arvin and Louise and James and Barry and Patty, and well, I could just go on and mention names, but you know that I'm praying for you, so you continue to pray for me. Let's go now and listen to this song. This one says, I'm Free. For so long, I had searched for life's meaning enslaved by the world and all my dreams. In the door of my prison was opened by him, and now, praise the Lord, I am free. The guilt that I carry, from the dead empty life I am set free. For when I met Jesus, he made me complete. He forgot the foolish child I used to be. I'm free from the guilt of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of my past. I traded my shackles for the glorious life. I'm free, praise the Lord, I'm free at last. I traded my shackles for the glorious life, and now, praise the Lord, I'm free at last.
That's right.
free at last. The Bible said, who the Son set free is free indeed. You can believe that. Your battle is not to defeat the devil. Your battle is to believe that he's already been defeated. Well, let's go and hear one more song. Now I'm going to come back and preach to you on the second coming of our Lord. Revelations 20:11, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. The dead and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. All people will have an interest in the second coming of Christ. The saved and the unsaved, we will all stand before the great white throne judgment of God. And the Bible said to give an account for the things that we've done. The song was written many years ago. The old account was settled long ago. But the ones whose accounts have been settled will stand there in judgment at the white throne judgment with Christ to judge the world. The Bible said every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. And I believe that. I don't understand it. I can't in my little mind imagine the whole people standing before God. But we'll all be in judgment before God. The saved will have an eternal reward in glory. We will have our crowns to lay before the Master. The unsaved, the total, the impact is the judgment. The Bible said, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and then lose his very soul? Judgment day is coming. I heard a little funny here that I'd like to quote to you. This man said he came through the country saying, judgment day is coming. And he was a kind of a backwoods kind of a person. And he said, what did you say, sir? He said, I said, judgment day is coming. And he said, what day is judgment day? And the guy said, I don't know. No man knows. Well, he said, I wanted to know so I could be there. Well, don't worry. Every man will stand in judgment to give an account for the deeds that are done in this body. Now, we may disagree on details. There's a lot of details about the second coming of Christ. None of these will alter the fact the Lord is coming. 1,800 references in the Bible. Paul mentions it 50 times. Jesus said he would come again. The angel said he would come again. The time and the seasons no man can know. But what will be the conditions at the time of his coming? The Bible said that the social and professional life will be as usual. Business will be going on as usual. The Bible said, two shall be in the field. They shall be grinding. One shall be taken, the other shall be left. And the social order of the professional people will be just like they've always been. People listen, but they don't hear anything. Having ears, Jesus said, to hear, they hear not. And we listen, but we don't hear. The Bible says, since the fathers fell asleep, all things have continued as they were. Life will go about as usual, and we'll just go about every day. I got up this morning, I drank my coffee, I'm doing a broadcast now, but in my mind, I'm looking for the coming of Christ. I don't have to quit everything I'm doing. I don't have to put myself in solitude and sit there and worry about His coming. I just got to be ready for the hour I think not the Son of Man will come. Business will go on as usual. Politically, in 1 Thessalonians 5:3, it tells us there will be deception and corruption on every hand. And today we have that deception. Every day you look at the television, you'll find that some politician, some crooked politician, has gone bad. I don't think he went bad. I think he was bad to begin with. But anyhow, that's my own personal opinion. I mean nothing by that. I mean toward anyone. And then they shall say peace and safety. Then cometh sudden destruction. And people on every hand are hollering peace, peace. But there will be no peace. Morally, corruption and debauchery in Genesis 6:7. It was as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. I was down in Somerville many years ago preaching a sermon. I was preaching on debauchery. And I used this word very openly. I said, people are living in debauchery. And after the service, this man called me aside, and I thought, well, I'm in trouble now because I've said the wrong thing, I've done the wrong thing or something. But anyhow, he called me aside, and he said, Brother Tommy, he said, you mentioned the word debauchery. And I said, yes, sir, I did. I mentioned it very openly. He said, yes, I know you did. He said, and tears began to roll down his cheek. And he said, be careful, because you talk about debauchery, and you talk about drugs and alcohol and prostitution and all this stuff being debauchery. He said, but Tommy, he said, from now on, when you mention the word debauchery, tell them that sin is what condemns and damns a person's soul. He said, I never committed adultery. I never drank alcohol. I never was on drugs. But, sir, I was a sinner lost without God. So I say to you this morning, if you're lost without God, you're living as in debauchery, corruption, and debauchery on every hand. That was found in Genesis 6:5, as it was in the days of Noah. So shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Spiritually, he said, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination and thought of his heart was evil continually. Continually evil thoughts and evil imaginations. And you see it today. They're trying to legalize marijuana, and they've already legalized it in some places, but I just don't see how you can legalize marijuana in a state and then turn around in another state and condemn it. You've got to, I think it's deadly, it's dangerous, we see it. I don't want to meet somebody on the road that is loaded with marijuana or drugs, and I don't want to be associated with those kind of people, but they're trying to legalize marijuana. Well, they've already legalized abortion, and we're living in a land of debauchery and crime and sin on every hand. We look around and we say, what in the world is going on today? But it's the time that we're waiting for is the rapture. The Bible says it as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. They married, they gave in marriage until Jesus came. So today, we're living spiritually. And then the rapture, what if he did come today? What if the Lord would come today? I preached a sermon down in Hominy Falls one time, and Shouting Maggie, I met her in the service there, and I pastored her, and she said, I met her, and she said, I listen to you every Sunday morning, Brother Tommy, and now we get to meet. But anyhow, I held a revival there in my churches, and Maggie was very sick, and her son said, Maggie, you want to go, Mother, you want to go to revival? She said, I'd love to go and hear Tommy one more time, and she went, and she came, and she shouted all over the church, and I preached on what if the Lord would come today. And she said, "Wee, Lordy, I'm looking for his coming." And she just had herself a big time right there in the revival. And she stopped and said, "Brother Tommy, if I'm annoying you, I'll stop." I said, "Maggie, you go ahead and shout. You got a shout coming. You go ahead and shout. I'll go ahead and preach." So I preached while Maggie shouted. And she shouted all over the house, shook every hand in the house, and then went home, sat down in her rocking chair. And her son said, "Well, Mama, I'll be back in a moment to check on you." Well, he did. He came back in a little bit. And she sat there with her Bible open to where I had preached. What if the Lord would come today? And died in that position. Well, they called me. I went to preach the funeral. Guess what I preached on? What if the Lord would come today? The Bible said, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive remain shall be caught up together ever in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord." And he closed that chapter by saying, "Comfort one another with these sayings." I hope today that I have comforted you by telling you that what if he would come today? Are you ready? Are you ready to meet the Lord? If he would shout, the shout of God would come. Are you ready to go out to meet the Lord? Well, if you're not ready, my friend, you can get ready in a moment. The moment you say, "Lord, forgive me my sin and save me for Christ's sake," he will save you and forgive you of all your sins.
My sins forgave me, and he started me on my way home. He said, "Son, don't you worry, there's no need to hurry, or you won't have to walk it alone. And I'm gonna make I'm gonna make it all.
sir, I'm going to make it on home someday. Well, don't forget to pray for Martha. And then I will be at Lockbridge at Thorny Point this morning, 11 o'clock, if the roads are willing for us to go. And then next Sunday, I will be at the Oak Hill Gospel Tabernacle, and I'll be there Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, and then that night service is 6 o'clock. Love to meet you, and you and down around that area, come out and be with us. Well, it has been good to be with you. If you like our preaching, like our singing, we have a lot of tapes that we'd like to get into your hands. Our duplicator went bad. We're having trouble with our computer, and we're lucky we're on the air this morning. But anyhow, we are doing all we can do to keep our equipment up. Phil Ballard came down the other day and worked on my equipment, got me back on the air, and then Robbie Metter. He came up and fixed my computer and fixed my board for me. So I have a terrible time staying on the air, but with your help and your support, well, if God be for you, who in this world can be against you? I want to pray with you right now. Father, I pray for my unseen audience. I pray for that one right now who is preparing their heart to meet you. Lord, we're all going to stand in judgment before you. Either we're going to leave in the air or we're going to leave by death. But either way we go, we're going to have to stand in judgment before you. So we pray that our unseen audience, there will not be one person listening this morning that will be lost. I don't care what their condition. I don't care what they've been in and what they've been doing. God, you forgive us of all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You told me many years ago if I would confess my sin, that you would be faithful and just to forgive me my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And Lord, it's worked for 50-some years, and I've been in it too long to turn back now. So I pray that my unseen audience, someone will be saved today and pulled from the clutches of Satan himself. Well, neighbor, I appreciate you. I really love you. I have been on this radio many years and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I trust today that we can continue, but I can't continue without your help. Now, again, I will be at Lockbridge this morning, and then we'll be back at Oak Hill Gospel Tabernacle next Sunday morning. Well, goodbye. Be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.